not allowed to see classified material because there was no security clearance on file with the EPA Office of Security.
I thank the gentleman. I just want to hear one more time. Since 2008, the head of each agency is given a list of anyone who is a clandestine agent working under their cover.
That's my understanding, Mr. Chairman, from an Intelligence Directive 304. It's on the Internet, and it pretty much explains that the requirement of the Director of National Intelligence and the CIA to inform executive branch agencies.
So Secretary Clinton would know everyone at the State Department, and her deputy would know everyone who was CIA implant. The EPA directors, each of them, or administrators, each would have been given this information. So if the administrator had even one person who was embedded, they would know that. We don't need to know if they have one, but if any agency had an embedded CIA person, they would have, in fact, had a list, and he would not have been on it since 2008.
That's right. That's my understanding, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I share with the gentleman from South Carolina his outrage, but 2008 was a long time ago, too. I seem to remember George W. Bush was president then.
I defer.